beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Okay, tough agents, this is it. The moment we've been training for. Failure is not an option. I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, it's time to decorate the office for Christmas.
Move it, people! Those halls aren't going to deck themselves!
The snow is a cow!
Oh, I love Christmas! I'm gonna catch a snowflake on my tongue!
I wouldn't do that, Asian puppy. Those snowflakes are made of a jolly yet toxic compound.
Deck the halls with
buzzers! Oh, they'll be fine once the high fever and facial paralysis wears off. Merry Christmas, everyone!
Hello, and welcome to day 12 of the 25 Days of Two Guys Beyond Christmas. I am, of course, TFG and Mike, and it's day 12, and out of all of the first 25 Days of Two Guys Beyond Christmas this year in 2016, there was one cartoon that nobody really wanted to deal with, and maybe I should have found something else, but I don't care. I'll put a ring from Steven around Doug's neck and just ring Doug's neck. So there's that. And Doug Abel from Talking About My Generation is here.
Hello, sir.
And no, people, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. It's a movie that takes place at Christmas.
Yes, I will agree with that.
I mentioned Ring Boy over there, so I figured I'd mention that as well.
you know, we could stop by his house next week.
Oh, God.
He's not that far out of the way from Jen.
Well, by the time people will hear this, I will be in California hanging out with... people will hear this Monday, December 12th, because that's the 12th day of Christmas. Possibly. So today, the cartoon we're going to be talking about is a Butch Hartman cartoon. It is Tough Puppies, A Doomed Christmas. Now, I've known about Butch Hartman. I heard the very first Talking Tunes with Rob Paulsen where he had Butch on the very first time oh so many years ago and things like that. I've seen a lot of episodes of The Fairly Odd Parents, and I love The Fairly Odd Parents. But I have not really looked a hell of a lot deeply into Butch Hartman's style, animation career, that kind of thing. I just know he does a lot of Nickelodeon shows in the current, you know, the current day and time at this point. I've heard the theme song to Tough Puppy before. I've seen clips of it here and there. I kind of get the gist of it. You know, it's basically he was a puppy and now he's a secret agent. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't dislike the premise. I think it's interesting and cool that it's essentially all animals, you know, running a secret, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing it's missing is it's missing Major Monogram and Carl.
Yeah, really it is. We need Alka. That's all there is to it.
Yep. But A Doomed Christmas is, I think it's, was it season one, season two, episode 20, whatever it is. It's interesting. There are going to be a lot of these things, folks, because we recorded all of these, just to go behind the scenes a little bit, we recorded all of these out of order. We did not record any of the 25 Days of Two Guys Beyond Christmas in order, because it, you know, depending on people's schedules and wanting to get the stuff done. So, you know, coming up the next 3 days, we've got day 13 is TV's Mr. Neil and I talking about Looney Tunes by Humduck. And then it's A Wonderful Tiny Toons Christmas, and then A Flintstones Christmas Carol. But this one, a lot of the Christmas cartoons that we're talking about this year, you know, some are classic, some are not, and some just repeat, you know, certain movies or plot lines or put it into their style. You know, you take Tiny Toons, that's putting It's a Wonderful Life in the Tiny Toons style. You take Bah Humduck, that's essentially taking A Christmas Carol and putting Looney Tunes into it. This one doesn't really fit any classic Christmas mold. It just tells its own Christmas story. And I think that's interesting. I think that's fun. I think that with this I wouldn't have to have so many nitpicks about, oh, well, this other cartoon did this story better. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's so many cartoons. A couple of days ago, we did Day 8, which is the 2016 Christmas action block, where we talked about a Transformers cartoon, a G.I. Joe cartoon, and a Ghostbusters cartoon. Ghostbusters, Xmas Marks the Spot, or Xmas Hits the Spot, is essentially them, you know, going back in time and busting the past, present, and future ghosts of Christmas. And that was just... I don't know. But this one here, because we've never actually talked about Tough Puppy before on Tooncast Classic or Tooncast Beyond, I wanted to go over really quickly. We're not going to go into too much of a detail, but I did want to let everybody know, in case people that are listening have never seen the show, something most of you probably have, some of the voice cast in this. We got Jerry Trainer as Dudley Puppy. We've got Gray Delisle Griffin as Kitty Catswell. The Chief is voiced by Darren Norris. Keswick is voiced by Jeff Bennett. And then on the villain side, you got Matthew W. Taylor as Snaptrap. You got Darren Norris as the Chameleon. And the best one for me, Mr. Birdbrain, voiced by none other than the Ninja Turtle, Rob Paulsen.
I'm only 23.
Everybody can fly but me.
Yes.
I love when Rob uses that kind of voice. I love that.
He's channeling, oh my God, the guy from Lost in Space is what it is.
Yeah.
And I can't for life of me think of the guy's name.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, that's all he's channeling. And it's just, you can totally hear, and he makes comments about him being Jewish too, which I thought was great.
Oh my God. It's just, yeah. But I like this. This is basically the villains, and what is so funny about this is it's the villains breaking out to doom Christmas, and then the heroes have to save them. They have this whole double and triple entendre of what they're doing, you know. You did this, so I did this, and then you did this, and I did, and I like that. I think it's fun and funny.
I'll admit that, though, that the whole thing of swallowing the keys and hiding the keys, that went a little far for me, and I kind of went, I didn't need to see that.
Yeah. That was, and even the other characters are like,
Yeah.
Well, those are my house keys. That's my car key. Ah, here it is. Like, really? Come on now. And apparently, Snaptrap has never heard of Christmas. At the beginning, he's like, Chris who?
Yeah.
I'm like, Chris Jericho, bitch. That's who.
You just made the list!
So as this progresses, as we go through the plot here, Snaptrap, the Chameleon, and Birdbrain lock Santa and his elves up and the reindeer and Mrs. Claus in a closet, and Santa, of course, contacts Tuff and they come in and save the day. And
No. They save the race car bed.
No, well,
that's the whole thing. They save the race car bed. Race car bed.
Race car bed. You mean Christmas.
Race car bed.
You mean Christmas. Yeah. This is one of those cartoon episodes that has the duel kind of thing where you've got the good guy focused on what only he wants it for. You know, it's a standard Christmas plot of someone focusing on what they want for Christmas and they don't care about anything else until they get that. Oh my God. Dudley Puppy?
Yes.
Is a dog version of Ralphie.
Oh, God, you're right.
He's Ralphie's dog. Oh, God, because all his Ralphie wanted was the Red Ryder BB gun.
Now that you're saying that, yes.
Oh, my God.
Me, of all people, should have seen that.
Yes, Mr. Leg Lamp.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
I want a second leg lamp.
No.
I want a bigger one.
No. I don't think your wife will allow you to have a bigger leg lamp.
actually, she talked about it.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, at a hundred, I think it's $130 for it. It's a little pricey.
Yeah. Don't they customize them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can have it for, like, they have, like, a $500 version that's customized that they do the whole red, you know, like, red stocking and red tassels and everything on the lampshade and everything, you know, that you can have that. You can have it look, you know, sexier or something like that.
So, wait a second. Are you trying to tell me that Santa Claus has a leg lamp of Mrs. Claus' leg in his North Pole workshop?
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, it essentially Dudley is Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Yeah, now that you're saying that, I can totally see it.
The only thing missing from this Tough Puppy episode is you'll shoot your eye out. It's the only thing that's missing. Like I said, I like this. I think it's fun. I think it's funny. I don't know if Tough Puppy is one of the cartoons I could watch episode to episode. I mean, I enjoy the premise. I think it's fun. I think the villains are fun. But I don't know. There's just something about it that just doesn't really hook me much.
For me, it just seems like it's a little too goofy. And this is my second exposure to Tough Puppy. My very first one was at Comic-Con when they were doing a cold panel read. And I've never actually seen an episode until this. And I kind of went, eh. I love the voice casting. Don't get me wrong. I love Rob. I love, you know, I love Taylor. All of them. Gray. I love them in their role. But I'm just not excited about this Butch Hartman thing. Give me Fairly Odd Parents. Give me Danny Phantom. Those to me are better Butch Hartman vehicles than Tough Puppy.
Yeah, and I would tend to agree. Because, I mean, how many times have we had, you know, animal agents and things like that and whatever? And as I already made the joke earlier, let's face it, when it comes to animal agents, there's nobody better than Alka, even though they can't talk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got Potty the Plant, you've got Perry the Platypus, you've got...
Planty the Potted Plant, yeah. You got Agent P, you got Agent D, Agent C. They lost Agent T last November.
Yes.
And now all I can think of, the yams did it. Sorry, folks, we're all over the place today. Like we've been saying, you know, Doug's a fan of Danny Phantom and Fairly Odd Parents. I'm a fan of Fairly Odd Parents. This one episode of Tough Puppy was fine. I think it worked well. I think it was interesting how they worked around the whole problem of everything and how eventually, because Dudley in the end does do the right thing. Oh my God, I just made a Dudley do right joke. Holy shit.
Wow.
Dudley do right, eh? Oh, God. He does do the right thing at the end. He gets the upgraded version of the race car bed. And I think what's so cool is all the background stuff when they're making too much noise. Most of the voices that I heard in the houses, it's Rob Paulsen and his various neighbors. Yes. I thought that was absolutely funny. And folks, I'm not sitting here trying to judge the whole series of Tough Puppy. I have not watched the whole series. We're just saying, I just want anyone to know that we enjoyed this one episode, but it wasn't enough, at least for me, to go back and watch the whole series. Now that I've seen the premise and I know the characters and that kind of thing, I don't know. It just didn't connect with me, and maybe it's connected with other people, but we do like this episode. Well, I do. I don't know. I assumed you like it.
It was okay. I mean, it's not going to be something I'm going to seek out every Christmas to watch.
No.
You know, it's not a Rudolph or, you know, Year Without Santa Claus or something like that.
Right, right.
You know, but it's something I enjoyed it for what it was. I laughed. I thought it was, you know, there were some appropriate things and some grossly inappropriate things, obviously. But it was good for what it was.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you took Bird Brain and put him in any other thing, or if you just took Rob Paulsen with that voice, and that voice was on any other character, I'd absolutely... I mean, I love Bird Brain. Bird Brain, out of the three villains, is my favorite. I'm only 23.
Yes. I just want to live to fly.
You know, I almost want to say he's trying to put on a George Takei voice a little bit there.
Oh,
almost.
My.
Oh, my. Yeah, almost. Almost. So, any other final thoughts before we get out of here?
Not bad. If you've never seen it before, go watch the episode. It's worth that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really my only thoughts about it.
Right. Yeah, same here. Like I said, I enjoyed it. I enjoy the premise. But it's not something I'm going to come back to. As you said, it's not something that's going to make its way into my, you know, yearly traditional holiday watching. You know, and if you look at the list of cartoons we've covered so far, and you look at the list of cartoons that we're going to be covering, as I said, the next 3 days, we've got Looney Tunes, Tiny Toons, and Flintstones. After that, Doug will return for a Christmas in space with Star Command. And, you know, by the time day 20 rolls around, folks, we're going to get to the classics, as I've said, the last 11 days or so now. And as I said, and as I will say in other episodes coming up, that this was a whole experiment. Like, I've been planning this for 5 years. And just because you look for list of all Christmas cartoons released in the United States on Wikipedia does not necessarily mean you're going to find all gems. Is this episode bad? No. But there are some. If you listen to if you listen to Day 9, TV's Mr. Neil and I kind of struggle to get through a Space Ghost Christmas.
Oh. Yeah.
There are just certain shows that do not translate to podcasting. We understand that, and I want everyone to please accept my apology in advance, because this was one big giant experiment. Next year there is a much better plan for 25 more days of Christmas. And yeah, holy shit, where's the Tylenol?
I just watched that last night.
Fix the Newell post.
Yep.
Zoom, it goes flying off. All right, sorry folks, before we get into a Christmas vacation review here, where can people find you online, sir?
You can check us out at mygenerationpodcast.com. Listen to all of our episodes out there. Leave us some feedback on the episodes. Tell us what you think. You can also find us out on Facebook. We've got our page out there. Tell us what you think there, too.
Awesome. You can find me on Twitter at TFGNMike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all of the network updates. You can follow Tooncast Beyond on Twitter at Tooncast Beyond. And Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays to everybody. You know, hope everyone's having a safe, fun holiday season. Don't drink too much eggnog.
Or if you do, non-alcoholic, because that's like what Mike likes.
I'm going to shoot you with a Red Ryder BB gun.
Hey, I don't want you to shoot my eye out.
All right, folks, we will catch you next time here on 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas.
Time to play Office Santa! Okay, who wants to be the first to sit on Santa's tiny lap?
I do!
No!
Time to hang the stockings by the chimney with care. Lock and load!
I'm so excited! It's Christmas Eve!
Guess what I asked Santa for? Guess!
The snooze and cruise race car bed?
How'd you know?
Oh, little things. The sky riding, the crop circles, the giant billboard.
Well, can you blame me? That bed is awesome! It's even got a steering wheel so you can pretend to drive it!
But Dudley, you drive the Toughmobile every day!
Yeah, but when you fall asleep at the wheel of the bed, your high-strung partner doesn't yell at you for running over a hot dog vendor! I've gotta have that race car bed, Kenny! I even made a video to show Santa how good I've been this year!